This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as progress moves forward, we sometimes have to adjust the way we do things to get the best results. While the basics of farming have not changed and will likely never change, how we incorporate new technology and practices is very important. But not only is technology the driver, you have to deal with things like field conditions and weather. Now, we know there's been more than one season we've had to call an audible and sometimes MacGyver a way to get our crops and livestock across the finish line. Look no further than the drought we've been dealing with for the past few years. It's been a testament to how we pivot and adjust our approach to next spring. Topsoil and subsoil moisture levels are at a level that's concerning for farmers looking at next year. Well, maybe that means you have to pull a few more audibles out of that playbook. We'll talk with the folks at LG Seeds about how they are looking at the situation right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
So as we mentioned earlier, we don't know what the conditions are going to be going into 2024. Will it remain dry? Will we get enough snow to replenish some soil moisture? Will it be a wet spring? We don't know. So that is why we need to think about being diverse in our seed portfolio. Jed Norman is with LG Seed, and he talks about being able to call an audible in unusual situations.
Because I feel like overall, not all hybrids react the same. Every single one, you know, reacts and responds differently what Mother Nature gives. And I think overall, diversifying your portfolio, I feel like overall you're just kind of mitigating your risk. We always want to start off and we want to maximize every acre and hit that home run. But you just don't know what Mother Nature is going to offer and, you know, what other challenges that are going to be, you know, brought upon us. So, you know, by, you know, diversifying the portfolio just kind of expanding, you know, what's available, I think, you know, overall we can be pretty successful at the end of the day.
Norman also says that we need to seriously consider playing defense when we're putting together our seed portfolio. We need to tailor it to fit every acre or problem spot in our fields.
You know, I really feel like, you know, not putting all of our eggs in one basket is a big deal. I would say overall, I usually tell guys in anywhere from that 2 to 3, you know, 3 to 4 hybrids is usually a good option. Because, you know, overall, I think, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen. I also, you know, as far as kind of how you break that down, we all have those hybrids that we, you know, can rely on. We've had them for a while. We've put them on, you know, through stress. We've put them on about every acre we own. I also know that, for LG Seeds alone, you know, we're kicking out new genetics, you know, with our unique germplasm. You know, that's what we're about. And there's a reason why we're launching products every year, because, I mean, you know, whether it's the yield bump in that specific maturity range, whether it would be, you know, an agronomic advantage. You know, we've been battling tar spot. You know, we've been battling, you know, rootworm drought.
We've got more from Jed Norman of LG Seeds on iowaagnet.com, and look for him in an upcoming episode of Ag Matters PM. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.